The words ego, eimi, that is often being used in the scriptures, especially in the Gospel of St. John, as we have heard today, I am. It's the same word that is being used in the Old Testament when God revealed himself to his people Israel. When Jesus said to everyone, I am, he revealed his divinity to us. Jesus is much more than a prophet, much more than someone who is special, much more than a semi-god, or much more than a polytheistic pantheon of gods. Jesus is truly divine, the only begotten Son of God, coming to show us who he truly is and help us to understand our identity as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, by making us into his disciples through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, so that we can become instrumental in the work of salvation, in the truth, and in leading other people back to that truth. My brothers and sisters, when God asked Abraham in the first reading today, in the book of Genesis, he did not choose Abraham because Abraham was perfect, because Abraham was good-looking, because Abraham was powerful, because Abraham was somehow special. As a matter of fact, Abraham was contrary to all of those humanistic and worldly standards. Abraham believed and trusted in God. And that's why God made a covenant with Abraham. And he showed Abraham that he's going to be the father of a multitude of nations. But in order for Abraham to do that, God said to him, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. The word covenant is much more than a contract, much more than a piece of paper that is being signed. A covenant is established between two parties that truly treasure, honor, respect, and hold each other accountable. Are we in a covenant with God, my brothers and sisters, or are we treating our relationship with God in a transactional, legalistic, and small-minded mindset? My brothers and sisters, God has revealed himself to us, and Christ Jesus had came to save us. And he called us into this eternal and lifelong covenant. It's important for you and for me then to recognize, to understand, to embrace, and to live as who we are. My brothers and sisters, it is very important that we keep the covenant. So today, I'm asking you, as we get another day closer to Holy Week, how are you and I keeping the covenant? So that he lives in us and we are free in him. Are we loving God above all things? Or are we still making a checklist of things that we think need to be done? Keep the covenant, not just the contract, and fall in love with God always.